Is it possible that my life is already half over? Think about that. Is it possible that I have more days behind me than I do ahead of me? Maybe. Then again, my life could be 95% over, for all I know. The reality is that it is closer to being over now than it was when I began this homily. That's what so many of you have grappled with this week. The opening line of the search video, the opening phrase of the search book. You are going to die. Hopefully none of you stopped reading it or stopped watching it because of that line. After all, you already knew that. But does knowing that change the way that I live? In general, if I know how something is going to end, will it affect my attitude, my actions, and my decisions before that end happens? Well, every year on the second Sunday of Lent, we hear the story of the Transfiguration. Because it is in Mark and Matthew and Luke, we just rotate through the different versions each year. And if you're like me, for the longest time, I didn't even know what the Transfiguration meant. Literally, the word means a change in form or a change in appearance. And so when Jesus went up that mountain for a brief moment, they could see that he was not just human, but God. But there's something that happens in every single gospel before the story of the Transfiguration. In every gospel, including this one, even though we didn't hear it today, before Jesus is transfigured, he tells his disciples that the Son of Man will suffer and be rejected and be killed. And they're like, what? They've just been told the end of the story, or so they think. And they may be second-guessing their discipleship. You know, so many people have asked the question, why was Jesus transfigured in front of Peter, James, and John on the top of that mountain? Well, the Catechism of the Catholic Church answers that very clearly. It says that Christ's transfiguration aims at strengthening the apostles' faith in anticipation of his passion. In other words, things are going to get rough. And at some point, you're going to ask yourself, is this the way the story ends? Is this the way the story ends? On a cross? I gave up my fishing nets and my family for this? For this man? The Transfiguration shows them that this man was also God, and that the cross is not the end of the story. If the apostles didn't know that, it's possible that they wouldn't have stuck with it. And for brief moments, they didn't. But you wonder, as they looked around at their options, especially after Good Friday, if they ever reminded each other, don't forget what happened on that mountain. know, that's the reality that the search has hit home. Every single one of us wants to be happy. There was no one here who can say, no, I really want to be sad. No, all of us want to be happy. And no matter what I look for in life, what I'm really looking for is happiness. Now, I can search for happiness in so many places. A bigger paycheck, bigger biceps, different color hair, different color shoes, more votes, more likes, another child, another spouse. What will make me happy for the longest time? I may not know the number of days ahead of me, but if I know the end, is there something that could make me happy to the end? Or is there something that could make me happy even after?